Joining us now, we have a girls wrestling coach from right here in Stark County. Coach Dane Johnson is joining us. This is, you know, right after we shared the news about girls wrestling moving into the merchant category along with boys volleyball. Coach Johnson, how are you this morning? Whoops, hold on. Coach, you there?
Oh, there we go.
All righty. Yeah. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. This is big news. This is big news, you know, for your sport.
It is. This is wonderful news. We've been waiting on this and excited to finally have it come through.
Now, did you know that this was in the talks and there was an option for this?
Sorry, the radio was going.
You're good. For people who don't know, you work with the fire department. People know, did you know as a coach that there was going to be the opportunity for this to happen, you know, this soon?
Well, we've been working on it for a few years and fingers were crossed that it was coming at the meeting today. You know, we felt good about it happening. So, yeah, we were kind of expecting it, hoping it, but we've been trying for a few years and now it's come through.
Well, that's great. And you've had a wrestling champion, a state champion, under your belt there at Alliance. You know, what's your history been like coaching the girls program there?
So I started coaching 7 years ago. I coached the middle school team at Alliance. And through that, you know, actually every team I've coached there had a girl on it. But my second year, the girl who won state, Mallory Chunat, came into the room as a seventh grader. She'd wrestled a bit in youth. And just her attitude and aggressiveness, I mean, she was just on top of it, going out and beating these boys.
Wow.
And from there, I'm like, we need to do something. You know, we got to find her girls' tournaments. We need to have a girls' team for her. We need to build this in the area. And then through that, found Oway at the time, did the girls' state tournament. We went there, met with some other people, you know, in the same boat. They have 1-2 girls at their school. You know, they want to build something. And so slowly, year by year, it's progressed. You know, 1, 2, 3 girls. Now we're building teams, you know, and now we got this whole sport across the state.
Well, that,
so it's come from little and building on top of itself every year.
Now, this is just one step towards it being fully sanctioned, right? This doesn't mean that it's sanctioned, correct?
So it goes under being a recognized sport until it's put as an official sport. Like they just, I'm going to forget the sports that were approved as official sports today. And then these boys volleyball and girls wrestling are put on as emerging sports.
I believe lacrosse was one of them that was.
Yeah, that sounds right. I paid attention to the girls wrestling. I'm sorry. So I forgot what the other things going on were.
I'm sure. This is huge. Now, a lot of people, though, will say that Ohio is still way behind when it comes to surrounding states with them already being sanctioned for girls wrestling. Would you agree that this is something that you guys are a little behind on compared to other states?
Yeah. You know, we've been waiting for this for a while, and Ohio claims itself as a top wrestling state. So that's why we've been confused as to why we wouldn't be pushing girls wrestling so much, since we see ourselves as one of the top states for wrestling. You know, I know PA is still trying to get it sanctioned through their state, but really, I think Ohio is in the last 12 states now to sanction. There's already 35 plus states who have announced or sanctioned it already.
Wow. Well, that's great. And, you know, hopefully this goes through. It's sanctioned fully here soon. But as we talked earlier, but when we were setting up this interview, this is a huge step in the right direction, a long time coming. And have you spoken to any other coaches, any girl wrestlers locally since this news came out today?
No, because I'm working today. I haven't gotten the opportunity to. I've sent some messages out, you know, sharing the news on Facebook, Twitter, and all that too.
Wow. So
unfortunately, I'll even miss practice tonight and won't get to share that with the team, but they'll all know already.
So I have to ask you, just because I know there's a little bit of confusion. So with this emerging as a recognized sport in the OHSAA, does that mean girls have to wrestle girls, or can girls still compete within a boys' lineup on a Thursday night duel?
So I have to be honest, because I'm not entirely sure. I know they were trying to work out that detail, because there are girls who wrestle on boys' teams still. You know, even here in Alliance, our girl Mallory, she's a starter for the boys' varsity team. Mm-hmm. Now she's a senior, and she'll be graduated before this comes through. But I know it's been discussions as far as how that's going to be handled. Some states that have sanctioned already have said girls can keep wrestling on guys' teams should they want to. Other states have said, nope, it's sanctioned. You're done. You're on girls' teams only. So I know it's been discussed. I'm not positive exactly the direction Ohio is going to go with it, though.
I'm curious to see that. Now, with there not being, because there aren't schools like Alliance and Minerva, who you guys have been fortunate these last few years to nearly fill full girls teams to compete against other girls, maybe before the boys duel or whatnot. Is it Yes. going to be a struggle, or is it a struggle for you as a coach to find other teams to wrestle against?
Actually, you know, it was starting off, but this is the first year that we're able to fill a full schedule. Well, so there's a point system that bases how much you can wrestle in a season. And the last 2 years where we've had, you know, the state tournament at the end of the year through Ohio Wrestling Coaches Association, we haven't been able to have full schedules, but this year, you know, there's tournaments all over the state. I think there's at least 20 tournaments that are going on this year in the regular season, plus setting up duels like we wrestle Minerva, we'll go to Menor, Lutheran West up here in the Northeast. Yeah. So actually, it's not that much of an issue anymore.
Now, Stark County-wise, when it comes to girls wrestling, is it just you and Alliance, or you and Minerva, that is, that have teams, girl-dedicated teams?
Yeah, well, especially with EBC, Alliance, and Minerva, yeah, we're the only ones with teams. Now, there's girls at Marlington, Salem, Canton South, but they only have one, two females on their team, and they kind of just stick with the boys for the most part until postseason.
All right. Well, that's great, Coach. I appreciate you coming on and having this conversation. Congratulations, and I'm sure this is a great step to getting this fully sanctioned in Ohio. Thanks, Coach Johnson from Alliance.
Yep, thank you for having me on. We appreciate it.